Stone's race against Milwaukee philanthropist Chris Abele could be one of the early gauges of Scott Walker's policies as governor. Stone voted twice for the budget repair bill that would curtail collective bargaining for most public sector workers. At a Milwaukee Press Club forum, Stone defended the two votes.
At this point, I agree with the governor that we have no choice but to make the changes so that local governments can implement the changes in workplace rules that will allow them to accomplish the savings that will be necessary under the current budget situation.
Stone also says the proposed two-year state budget could make it tough on local bus systems around Wisconsin if mass transit money is moved into the state's general fund, which has to pay for a lot of other programs as well. Stone says he hopes his fellow state lawmakers amend the budget proposal to allow some sales tax revenue from auto-related sales to be dedicated for transit.
It will move us towards a model that's more similar to other states where transit is funded in the general fund, but it will give us a basis to maintain a commitment to transit funding going forward.
But Milwaukee County Supervisor John Weishen says Stone's plan for transit just creates false hope.
Well, he can make a proposal, but we all know that the governor has been very steadfast in his opinion that there will be no sales tax for transit.
Weishen also says Stone was wrong to vote for the limits on collective bargaining, contending those would harm the relationship between Milwaukee County and its employees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.